Hello and welcome to Desi Muscles Talk with Nidhi Mohan Kamal, that is me. In this series, we'll be covering everything about diet, exercise, fancy fad, diet trends, workouts, and most importantly, lifestyle. So stay tuned. In 2018, millions across the globe now start their day not with a cup of tea, but with a pill. A pill to manage their thyroid. Because most of us now have hypothyroidism and our bodies do not produce enough thyroxin to sustain our metabolism and we need to externally have it. But surprisingly for most of us, this has become a norm, so much so that we are okay to have that pill and not really take care of our lifestyle and our diets. This video is going to be about thyroid, hypothyroidism specifically, and how you can manage it better. Let's first look at what hypothyroidism is. Thyroid is a gland that produces hormones which are primarily responsible for our metabolism. When thyroid gland produces less of these hormones, we call it a situation which is called hypothyroidism, which means lack thereof. And in this case, mostly externally, you have to supply the body with the thyroid hormones. Some of these causes can be with related to the amount of iodine going into the system, which means iodine deficiency can cause it. Sometimes excess of iodine can cause it. There could be a hypothyroidism because of some drug induced. This could be conscious, it could be unconscious, you might not know about it. Of course, genetics is a very big factor here. Conclusive evidence now shows that lifestyle is one of the other reasons why you could have hypothyroidism. And in 2018, this disease has almost reached a pandemic proportion. And you know, 5, 10, 12, 20 years ago, you would not hear so many people having this. But in 2018, it's like, if not every second, I think every third person has this problem. The excess of stress, of which is responsible for the release of cortisol, which is a stress hormone that is released with prolonged stress. This is one of the reasons why thyroid problems arise. Also, presence of heavy metals, especially lead, is known to cause this problem. And also a lot of drug abuse. I'll give you a very specific example. Bodybuilders and bikini athletes use T3 and T4 hormones to lose weight quickly and get into shape. And later on, because thyroid has a feedback mechanism, their body stops producing thyroid and they develop hypothyroidism because of that too. So these are some of the reasons why you could have it. Now, let's move on to the next section. How do you really find out that you have thyroid? Typically, when you have symptoms of thyroid, your doctor will suggest you to have to undergo some thyroid tests, which could be TSH, T3 and T4, which is a thyroid profile that you can get easily done through your blood tests. Now let's look at some of the symptoms you might have when you have thyroid. Of course, one symptom is weight gain, because this hormone primarily controls your metabolism, and if it's slower, then you will have weight gain. But besides that, there also could be a lot of lethargy, lot of getting tired very quickly. You might have muscle pains, you might feel a little depressed. All these symptoms can be an indicator that you have hypothyroidism. Some people have suddenly, the problem of their skin getting very rough. If you have any of these symptoms, please go to your doctor and get a consult done from an endocrinologist. Let's look at the next thing. What can be done when you have hypothyroidism? The first approach to disease management, of course, is adding medication. But something you should know about medication is that thyroid has a feedback mechanism. That means once you start consuming thyroxine from outside, your body's natural production stops, and usually it stops almost completely, which means once you start consuming the hormone from outside, it's highly likely that you will have to take that medication forever, because your body will stop producing thyroid completely, which means basically having the pill is going to be half of the solution. The other half of the solution is going to be your lifestyle. Let's just talk about the diet first. Let's first talk about foods that you have to completely avoid. When you have thyroid, like any other disease, refined sugars, fast food, processed food, packed food, chemicals, preservatives, colors. These are things you have to remove from your diet. If you can do that 100% completely, that's going to be really good for you. There are another set of foods which are a do and don't in terms of thyroid, which, you know, like giving you an example, there are a certain set of cruciferous foods which also have some of superfoods like broccoli and cauliflower. These are actually good for people generally, but when you have thyroid, you should avoid them. Not completely though, but in raw form, completely no. Even if you want to consume it, you should consume it only cooked. Another kind of superfood which is recommended with most diets is soy. Soy is good for everyone, but again, if you have a thyroid, you should try to avoid it. So soy milk, tofu, soybean, whole grains, anything made of soy flour, you should avoid that. And the foods that you need to have in moderation: meat products, a little bit of dairy, also nuts, and in some cases gluten. If your doctor has specifically told you to avoid gluten, then you can avoid it, but in most cases, in moderation, gluten is going to be okay. Now, the most important thing, foods that you need to add to your diet most: whole grains, pulses, grains, whole foods are going to be very good for you. Fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, fruits. In terms of fruits, you should be consuming at least 3 different fruits in a day. So fruits are excellent for you. Tubular vegetables are good for you. Don't think potato and colocasia is bad. All these tubular vegetables are in fact going to be very good for you. Low-fat dairy products, which could include low-fat cheese and curd, so are also great for you. But dairy, again, remember to have in moderation only. Another two things you can really add to your diet which will help you a lot managing it better would be coriander seeds, pumpkin seeds, a lot of seeds like flax seeds. These seeds and whole nuts will help you manage it much more better. One very important factor when it comes to managing of thyroid, and something that you should be really careful about, is refined oils. They are not good for you. If you're somebody with a condition of thyroid, try to avoid refined oils as much as you can in your diet, and substitute it with a more raw and natural substitutes like mustard. Coconut oil is great for you. These are some of the minor changes you can do in your diet, which will give you very good results. One very important factor when you have hypothyroidism, especially when you have started the medication already, is that you need to include a lot of calcium in your diet once you have it, because the thyroxine hormone that you consume externally reduces a lot or leaches a lot of calcium from your body. So make sure that if you are on medication, you are consuming loads and loads of product which have calcium. And don't worry, you don't have to have that much of milk to substitute it. There is a lot of calcium in whole grains, pulses and legumes. Millets are a very rich source of calcium. So make sure that you include these foods in your daily diet and you don't miss on your calcium intake at all. Next, we come to exercise. If you have thyroid, understand you're dealing with a metabolic disorder, which means if you do anything that increases your metabolism, that increases your basal metabolic rate, will definitely help you manage your disease better. And it's a proven fact that exercise, especially resistance training, weight training, and body weight training, where you are building muscle, you are actually increasing your basal metabolic rates. These are really good for you. Make sure that you're exercising at least 30 minutes 5 to 6 times a week, and a good weight training regime is followed. You will definitely see the benefits coming in, not immediately but over a period of time. Another thing you have to manage in your lifestyle, of course, is stress management, good sleep, good at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep, which is sound sleep. So if there's any problem you have with your sleeping pattern, with your stress management, try different things that work for you to manage it better. It could be yoga, it could be meditation, it could be having a pet, doing something you love. If you generally reduce your stress levels, you will see that you manage your disease much better. You are somebody who's interested or who wants to or tries to practice yoga, then include a lot of asanas, which include the throat lock, which is Jalandhar Bandha, or the asanas which are reverse of the throat lock, like Matsyasana, or all the, you know, asanas where you're looking up, that stimulates your thyroid. Matsyasana, Ushtrasana, Dandasana, Halasana, these all will be very beneficial for you. If you don't know what they are, just do give it a shot. Just Google them and figure out how it can be done. If you practice these also on a regular basis, it'll help you manage your thyroid better. Having a pill every day seems to be a very good solution, but the best endocrinologists in the world will not be able to help you with medication alone. This is a lifestyle disorder and it needs to be tackled with the lifestyle. And you already know for a fact that you've entered into a zone where this is going to be a forever zone. Can thyroid be reversed? Of course it can be reversed. In the initial stages, when you haven't started the medication or you are on a very lower dose of medication, you can completely reverse it. Can thyroid be cured? In the initial stages, of course thyroid can be reversed 100%. At Nitsan, we would have reversed thousands of people who came to us in the initial stages. Some of them even started off with a TSH of also 19 and we could reverse it in a couple of weeks. But understand, once you have started the medication and higher dosage of it, it is very hard to reverse it. But you can manage it better always. And how long do you have to maintain a lifestyle to manage it? Well, the answer is forever. Understand that you're dealing with a metabolic disorder and this is something which is going to be for the long haul. So whatever changes you make, understand you'll have to make it forever. It's not very hard to live with the disease, but it is going to be harder to live with it if it's not managed very well. Even if it is best managed, make sure you see your doctor every 6 months. And I hope this podcast helped you understand thyroid a little bit better. Do share it with anyone you think could benefit from this podcast. And if there are any questions you have, you can connect with me on any of the social handles. All my social handles are with my name, that is Nidhi Mohan Kamal. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and for more content you can log on to any of our social media handles. They would be with my name, that's Nidhi Mohan Kamal. You can write to me, ask me any questions you have, and do subscribe to this podcast. I shall see you next time.